Уважаемый господин
Mr. Chairman, one of the cornerstones of biosecurity is combating infection and protecting human health. Russia has in place a system to provide medical assistance to COVID-19 patients on the basis of the methodological recommendations for diagnosis, prevention, and treatment of the novel coronavirus infection. Recommendations are made by the clinical experts group on the basis of Russian and international COVID-19 experience, as well as recommendations from the World Health Organization. The effectiveness of the fight against COVID-19 is able to be increased significantly when there is a manufacturing base in place with a basis of 20 or so drugs, many of which are produced on Russian territory. Within the pandemic period, there has been an increase in the production of treatments against COVID-19, as well as modifications to the plans for production, with ongoing monitoring of the manufacturing of these medical preparations to treat COVID-19. The weekly average growth in manufacture from December up until April of this year was at around 300%. One of the most effective approaches was a separate mechanism for financing from the State Industrial Fund, with a special fund to combat epidemics, with the funding streams for 40 projects for the development of drugs to the tune of some $190 million, with these going into the purchase of raw materials as well as materials inter alia, including for various forms of antibody and antivirus preparations such as favipiravir. We have been seeking to register these on the basis of blood plasma with specific immunoglobulin treatments against COVID-19 inter alia. We have also been making use of well-established Russian drugs, including interferon gamma and trizyabrine. Russia has also been working on preventive measures with 5 anti-COVID vaccines which have been registered, including Sputnik V. More than 20 agreements have been concluded on tech transfer for vaccine production with manufacture in countries such as Argentina, Belarus, Egypt, India, Kazakhstan, China, the Republic of Korea, Serbia, Turkey, etc. The Russian Federation was the first in the world to develop a registered COVID-19 vaccine. In Argentina, Belarus, Kazakhstan, and Serbia, Sputnik V is already being manufactured. The first series of vaccine production was made available to Brazil, Vietnam, India, Italy, Mexico, and Uzbekistan. This speaks to Russia's willingness to engage in international cooperation in order to provide the much-needed medicines at this current time. As of 2018, Russia has had in place a trade monitoring system to ensure the proper use of resources, particularly when it comes to sensitive products such as medicines. as of the 1st of July 2020, there's been a mandatory track and trace system in place for medicines. We know that in various countries there are similar systems in place or being implemented. Russia will continue to extend the list of goods covered by this system, and we stand ready to share our experience on the implementation and the technical solutions that we have deployed. As Russian experience has shown, the effectiveness of the fight against coronavirus can be increased significantly if all countries unite their efforts. I thank you for your attention.